So, I don't know. I was telling a story to my stepdad, who's getting treated for bone marrow cancer, and it got a laugh. So I thought, let's try it out here. So this is a story of the most horrible, horrible, horrible New Year's Eve I've ever had. It started off, with buying a really nice, expensive bottle of Italian sparkling wine. It was magnificent. It was expensive. All I could think about the whole night was that wine. So, go out, two separate cars. My identical twin brother. Yes, I have an identical twin brother. Let's not go into my A&E biography just yet. We'll call him Captain Ahab. Captain Ahab, his boss, his boss's husband, and then his boss's friend, we'll call the white whale, for polite reasons. I got a ride with them, expecting to go ride home with them. Then his friends, we'll call the drunken idiots, pile into another car, and we all go downtown, where we meet more of his drunken friends, and they proceed to drag me not one bar, not two bars, not three bars, four bars. Because they can't decide where they want to hang out. They can't decide where they want to find women. Everywhere they go, it's sausage fest, sausage fest. Well, my Captain Ahab's having a good time hanging out with the white whale. They're dancing on the dance floor. They're having a great time. Dr. Notorious is not having a good time. Dr. Notorious wants to drink a fine, sparkling Italian wine. And think upon the stars and the universe and more intelligent things than what's going on in his pants at that moment. So, all of a sudden, time to go home, time to drink some wine. Can't find Captain Ahab. Can find the drunken idiots. They want to go to another bar before they leave. Dr. Notorious at this time should have gotten a cab, but then he realized his financial situation and the distance from his home, and he thought better of it. Well, maybe he should have shelled out the money, because what happened next scarred me for the rest of my life. So these drunken idiots say they're too drunk to drive. Well, Dr. Notorious really didn't drink that much, and he had a much higher tolerance than these morons. He said, I'm fine. I can drive. And I could. I really could have. Instead, they made me walk with them probably 5 miles after New Year's. It was cold. I didn't bring a winter coat because bars don't have coat checks. God. When we finally get to a place where they've decided they're sober enough that one of them can drive, well, we all have to pile into a tiny little Honda. So I had to ride on people's laps as we proceeded to drive halfway to my house, stop and get pizza, and then get to my house, where they dropped me off and left. Finally, I was free of these drunken idiots. I could almost taste the Italian wine. It would have been beautiful. It would have been glorious. I can taste it now. This night is not ruined, and the door is locked and chained. And as I look in the door, I see Captain Ahab's boss blowing her husband on my sofa. Close the door. Hear swearing. Door opens. Oh, good evening. Excuse me. I didn't realize I couldn't get into my own house. Thank you. Pardon me. I'm just going to go into the kitchen for a minute, and I'll go upstairs and let you kids continue with whatever it is you were doing. I didn't see anything except for your dick in his mouth. Her mouth. Sorry. Yeah. Confusing there. So, it kept going and going. And I went out to the kitchen. I opened the refrigerator. No wine. Why isn't it in the refrigerator? We were supposed to split it. Look out into the dark room on the kitchen table. There it is, open. 4 glasses, hardly anything drank. So I go over, almost an entire bottle of champagne. It's 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning. It is warm. It's flat. But you know what? I took that fucking bottle upstairs. I polished it off in record time. I put on some headphones, turned on Led Zeppelin, and fell asleep. To the sound of Captain Ahab spearing the white whale. Not even Jimmy Page and Immigrant Song could cover up those sounds of the springs and the moaning and the high-pitched whale cries. Ahab plunged his harpoon into the white whale and then she capsized him. Good God. And that's how my brother died. Worst New Year's ever. Champagne was flat. Ahab was taken out by the whale. They called me Ishmael.